forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sand Point, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A Delta Airlines flight traveling from Minneapolis somehow ended up upside down on a snowy runway at Pearson International Airport in Toronto. According to initial reports, passengers and crew are accounted for, but the extent and severity of injuries are unknown. A judge appears unlikely to grant a request to immediately halt an effort by tech billionaire Elon Musk to access federal data and fire government employees. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports a hearing was held today to take up a lawsuit filed by several Democratic state attorneys general.
This lawsuit argues Elon Musk's influential role in the government is illegal and should be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The best word to describe Judge Tanya Chutkan in this hour-long hearing, skeptical. Skeptical of the government's claims that Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency don't have that much power, and skeptical that the state suing have showed enough evidence to halt, for now, actions in seven federal agencies. Chutkan said she'll issue a ruling in the next 24 hours. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
U.S. and Russian officials are preparing to take part in high-level talks in Saudi Arabia this week aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The top European leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have not been invited to take part. Zelensky has repeatedly said that he will not accept the outcome of any negotiations if his country is not involved. Michael McFaul is a former U.S. ambassador to Russia. He says the U.S. and Russia are going about it wrong.
It's symbolically a mistake. There should be talks with our colleagues in Ukraine first, substantial talks, not just the kind of episodic conversations they've had, including in Munich. Second, we should talk to our European allies first.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Saudi Arabia today. Talks are set to begin on Tuesday. After the Eaton fire broke out in Los Angeles, it wasn't fully contained for more than 3 weeks. NPR's investigations team transcribed hours of first responder radio to better understand how the power company was involved. NPR's Kara Eisner reports.
When high winds and dry conditions whip up a wildfire, power lines can cause problems by sparking or falling down. That's dangerous for first responders, and it can also start new fires. NPR analyzed almost 100 hours of radio traffic exchanged among firefighters responding to the Eaton fire. That evidence shows the power company, Southern California Edison, wasn't able to quickly shut off power in two key neighborhoods, and that live power lines led to new fires. The Eaton fire burned down about 10,000 structures and led to the deaths of 17 people. Kiara Eisner, NPR News.
This is NPR. A powerful storm system has brought severe flooding across parts of the South. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear says emergency crews have been working around the clock since the weekend.
We are still in the search and rescue phase of this emergency. We still have multiple different missions that are underway. There are still people that are in harm's way.
Beshear says at least 11 people have died in Kentucky. Officials have reported another death in Georgia. The storm wiped out a number of roads and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of customers in southern states. This spring, movie audiences may think they're seeing double, or even more than double. NPR's Bob Mondello has the details.
In a new mafia epic, Robert De Niro plays real-life mob boss Vito Genovese.
Where do I start?
And also plays rival mob boss Frank Costello.
You're going down a very dangerous road.
And we ain't been down dangerous roads before.
I tell you, but you're not where I am.
De Niro meets De Niro in The Alto Knights. Michael B. Jordan has a similar double assignment in the thriller Sinners.
You twins?
Nah, we cousins.
Nope, twin brothers named Smoke and Stack. And if double casting seems tricky, it's child's play next to what Robert Pattinson signed on for in the cloning movie Mickey 17.
Every time I died, they just printed me out again.
There are so many of him that one day he meets himself.
Multiples.
Multiples of movie multiples coming soon to the multiplex. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
You see?
my boy, I will always cherish you. Give me faith, give me joy, my boy, I will always cherish you.
Cherish your strength.
Take you home. As I was walking down the road, a feeling fine and lucky, I wore a coat and such, and came up to me, says he, look fine and cappy out. For the king is in need of men, I come read this proclamation, now a life in Flanders fire then would be a fine vacation now. That may be so, says I to him, but tell me, Sergeant Dario, if I had a pipe stuck up on me back, would I look fine and cheerio? For they'd have you train and drill until they had your mum. She's all it may be warm in Flanders, it's drafty in the trenches, oh.
The sergeant smiled and winked his eyes, smile was most provoking, oh. He twiddled and twirled his way moustache, says he, you're only joking, oh. The sandbags are so warm and high, the winds you won't be blowing, oh.
I went to the cullion passing by, says I, what if it's snowing, oh.
Come rain or hail or wind or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, so there's fighting in Dublin to be done. Let your sergeants and your commanders go. Let Englishmen fight English wars, it's nearly time they started.
Oh, we saluted the sergeant a very good night there, and then we parted.
Oh,
assembled with their tickets at the station. My eyes began to dazzle and lay off to see the races when we went father to the island. There were passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, the boys of Connemara and the Clare and Murray Maidens. There were people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. Brahona fainted prisoners from dying of foreign nations. When we went father to the island. You see the pipers and the fiddlers competing. This morning we had a fortune and a 4 and 20 quarters. We saw the results, scrub and pelt and waddles and poor Maggie. And the father well content with them. He gazed and had his daughter with me. Rock, follow, do, follow to the island. And the mountain unsustainably, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the colours of our nation. The time it came for starting, all the eyes have seen the patient. The feet they heard, they touched the ground, the speed was so amazing. With me, follow through, follow till the island. There was half a million people there of all denominations. The Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. Yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion. I felt your hospitality and choose to brush acquaintance with me. Back, follow to, follow to the island.
Where is it? I held your hand. Rings, but not. Thank you. see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Visit us online at www.apradio.org.
First slow dance
hoping that I get it right.
Get around town, no need to sound proud. Add your voice to the sound of the crowd. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. You're living here. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard.
I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down.
Oh no, let's go.
Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip for the purple.
What's it all for?
Better
live now for the
when my crimes will seem almost unforgivable. I give in to sin because you have to make this life livable. But when you think I've had enough from your sea of love, I'll take all and another river full. Yes, and I'll make it all.
Strange love, strange eyes and strange love.